Welcome back to NewsHour. Climate change is already having a significant impact on the world's oceans. They're warming, and that's likely to force many marine species to move to cooler climes, further north and further south towards the two poles. But a new study published today in one of the journals of the Royal Society suggests the picture is far more complex and that fish populations may struggle to move easily because of the intricate ecosystems in which they live. Professor May Limpinski is a marine ecologist at Rutgers University in New Jersey and one of the report's authors.
We're already seeing that many marine species in the ocean are on the move to new locations, often towards the poles, and it's a massive reorganization of life on Earth. The new research that we've just done, what we found is that once we also account for the need of species to find food and eat prey, many marine species actually won't be able to keep up the way that they would need to as their preferred temperatures move to new locations.
In other words, individual species can't just move around independently. They obviously have to have a food source and need to move together. And what have you found? That doesn't always happen simultaneously.
Yeah, exactly. Many species in the ocean, you know, rely both on having the right temperatures, and they also need food to eat. And what we find is that when we consider both those things together, many marine ecosystems are getting dramatically reshuffled. It's almost like putting them in a blender. What that means is that many species won't be able to shift as fast as they need to. They become less productive. That means that there are fewer fish to catch and to support our fisheries and to feed the world.
So the complexity of those sort of food webs between marine populations, that reduces their adaptability, does it, in effect?
It does add more complications in when we think about how marine ecosystems respond to warming temperatures. And it does mean that, you know, especially some of the larger species, the predators, will have less food and be less able to find food going forward.
So fish stocks will go down. So those populations of things like cod, for example, you might find a cod, but there's going to be fewer of them. Is that it?
Well, it's something we're already seeing happen. You know, some of the populations right off the coast on the east coast of the U.S. where I live have already declined quite dramatically. It's something we expect will continue going forward.
But eventually, though, will those populations find new habitats, new cooler habitats, presumably closer to the poles, and be able to reestablish themselves?
To some extent, that can happen and already is happening. But what we've found in this new research is that once we also account for these food web interactions that you mentioned and the requirement that species also find food and find prey, that they won't be able to shift into new habitats as fast as they would need to. So there's a substantial lag behind the climate change impacts.
Professor May Limpinski, a marine ecologist from Rutgers University in New Jersey. You're listening to the BBC. This is the BBC World Service. We're live in London. You're listening to NewsHour. I'm James Menendez.